Texas courts have condemned nearly 350 men and 10 women to be executed. The men are kept in a high-security prison near Livingston, Texas, a short drive from Huntsville, where the execution chamber known as Ellis Unit 1 is housed. One of the men on death row is 31-year-old Robert Will, who at the age of 22 took part in a crime that resulted in the murder of a police officer. When asked to write something for the book on Texas's death row, he chose not to write about himself, but about a fellow inmate who took his own life. "My friend was a genuinely good person who just made some bad choices in life," he wrote. Will says many inmates on death row struggle with guilt over the people they killed, as well as the anxiety of knowing they are condemned to die.
There's more, I guess, stress on a person's psyche because you're living under a sentence of death, and that could weigh heavily on a person's mind. I mean, I've literally seen guys completely go insane.
In addition to writings, the new book contains artwork done by death row inmates, many of whom Will regards as true artists.
There's so much talent back here, and I know this might sound outrageous, but if someone reads that book, perhaps it won't sound so outrageous. You have individuals back here who, I mean, you have artists that are brilliant, absolutely brilliant artists.
The idea for the book on death row originated with Sam Houston State University English professor Paul Ruffin, who teaches a class in which students develop a book from inception to printing. He says this book gives a voice to people whom society has cast off.
What we wanted to do was to give them an outlet for their work, for their expressions. We wanted to know what it was like day to day living on death row.
Around 50 male inmates submitted writings and artwork, but none of the condemned women responded, much to Ruffin's disappointment. He says they, like many male inmates, might have distrusted the motives of the people working on the book. A photo of a torn-up request for submissions is featured in the book. But one of the book's seven student editors, Paula Califf, says those who did contribute seemed to like the idea.
One of the inmates said, you know, thank you for the opportunity to show that we're not monsters, we're human beings.
Califf says that before working on this book, she never thought much about the death penalty, but she was deeply touched by reading the stories of men who often grew up in broken homes and who, as one inmate says, became lost souls as children.
I have to say that I've probably completely changed my feelings about the death penalty. I probably, if I had to come down for or against it at this point, I would be against it.
But fellow editor James Ridgway has mixed feelings about that issue and the prisoners themselves.
The first reaction is to be sympathetic, like, oh, wow, these are really sad stories and I feel bad. And then the second thing that happens is you look up the crime and you're horrified.
Although the book does not describe the crimes committed by the inmate contributors, the information is provided online by the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Ridgway says working on the book challenged him intellectually and emotionally.
You're reading these things and this kind of dark mood sets over you. And again, whether you're for or against it, the death penalty, that's not my point. It's that sifting through enough of that sort of puts that mood on you.
There's so much interest in the book that Professor Ruffin says his new class is already at work on a follow-up book that will include creative writing by inmates and various kinds of artwork as well. One early submission is a dice game made of scrap material by an inmate who also included detailed handwritten instructions on how to play the game he invented in his cell. Paul Ruffin says one goal of this project has already been accomplished in that the condemned men are no longer just names and numbers.
They have become something like people we know now, whereas before they were obscure.
Copies of the Texas Death Row book were sent to the inmate contributors. Upon this chessboard of nights and days, Voices from Texas Death Row is available for purchase in bookstores as well as online. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Huntsville, Texas.